Welcome back to Banter or Not. I am your favorite host, Emanuela. I know, the sigh was really necessary. I feel like that was like something I had to start with because I don't know, should I start by apologizing? But I feel like I do this every single time. I feel like we've gotten to this part of our relationship where I am the toxic one and I constantly apologize for doing the wrong things over and over again. And honestly, at this point, I just will say I will do better and I hope I will do better, obviously. Let me first start by wishing everybody a happy new year. Finally, a new year. You know, I just realized something now that I said happy new year, that this kind of gives me some kind of deja vu, even though it's not. This is literally the last thing I recorded, or I remember the last thing that was published. I think it was a Ghost World episode in January of 2022. And here we are again in January of 2023 with me wishing you a happy new year. I hope this is not going to be my last of 2023. I hope you would see me and listen to me as often as you should. I pray this year brings us so much joy, happiness, blessings, and abundance. I pray this is our year. This is the year that opens doors of opportunities, success, greatness. I know every year this is what we pray for, but really and truly as humans, we just want the best for ourselves. We want, you know, something good to come out of the year itself. And so when you just take a look at your year in retrospect, and trust me, there is so much to unpack from 2022. You just pray for something better, you know. So this is my prayer for everybody. In the year 2023, things are going to be better, even though I'm really scared, especially because everyone has been constantly talking about recession. 2023 is going to be the year of recession. Next year there's going to be recession. Don't overspend. Don't overbuy. Don't do this. Don't do that. And I am a shopaholic. So imagine me constantly hearing, oh, this next year is going to be a year of recession. And I'm currently doing some retail therapy. What do you want me to do? 2022 had me in, like, let me say, retail therapy in 2022 had me on a chokehold. I was constantly doing that. And I know I've spent so much money. I feel like this year I shouldn't even shop for one t-shirt. That's how much I've spent on clothes and shoes. But honestly, I'm so happy to finally be here. And, you know, just be able to do this again after so much time away, such a long time. And trust me, it wasn't a planned time. I mean, it started from I need to take a few weeks off to focus on one or two things, to the awfully long period that I was away. And I have missed this space so much. I'm pretty sure you have missed me too, like, but you have no idea how much I've missed this space, you know, this wonderful space. And I am super, super grateful for your patience. I do not take it for granted at all. At all, at all. And yeah, life update 2022. I know we have a lot to catch up on. I know. There's clearly a lot to unpack, but I think the right word to use for 2022 would be that it has been a roller coaster. To be fair, I feel like every single year is a roller coaster because every year just brings you. I don't know if there's any year that would surprise me as much as 2020 did, considering how much Rona did to us, but I don't know. I'm glad I didn't even start the year with Rona. I had Rona at the end of 2021, and I think on the 31st, I was isolation. And so I started the year on a clean slate, even though this year, I hope we can start on a clean slate now, because last year I started on a clean slate, but yeah, we know how that all went. I didn't come back. I really wish I did, but I didn't. And I feel like 2022 tested me in so many ways, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, even spiritually. It was one hell of a year. I won't even lie. Like, and the funny thing is, I know obviously I've had worse years, but like, it might have seemed like little things, but it wasn't little things, because I stopped doing so many things that I wanted to do or that I loved to do. Like, I wasn't in this space anymore. I stopped. I didn't work out anymore. I mean, working out, to be fair, had to do with the fact that I was having issues with my back, and so I was asked to stop going to the gym. And, you know, even when I started going, I wasn't consistent. I really recently just started going to the gym again. And, you know, there were other things that brought me so much joy that, you know, even if I am hella frustrated from work or from anything whatsoever, I would still, you know, focus my energy on these other things. And I realized that I couldn't do any of this anymore. And the funny thing is, yeah, not so funny, is that I thought that I wasn't going to come back to this place anymore. And I really wanted to. Like, it's something that I knew that I wanted to do. You know, when, I don't even know how to explain this right, but deep down, you know, this is something you want to do. And you keep telling yourself that, okay, I'll work on it. Okay, I would find time around my schedule. And even when you have that time, you are just busy doing nothing. Not that you're doing nothing, it's just your mind is just not settled. Your voice is not there. Like, even when I try, you know, set up, try to record, write my notes and all, and I try to start talking, I just don't find my voice. And it's like, it starts being me procrastinating and saying, okay, I'll do this later. And then days turn into weeks turn into months. And after months, I realize that, oh, I've gone this far, I've not been able to do this, even though I still want to do this. And then I get to this point where I'm asking myself, to be fair, nobody really wants to listen to what you want to say. I don't know why you're even wasting your time, you know? And I tell myself that this today, tomorrow I'm like, you know what, I want to do it. And so I try to like drag myself back, you know, on the path that I want to be on, and try to like struggle to push myself to do it. But as you know, when they say you can drag the horse to the river, but you can't force the horse to drink water. I was just not mentally in that space. I couldn't focus. I couldn't do it. So it wasn't as if I didn't want to. Deep down, my heart is always there. My heart always wanted to do this, but I just couldn't. I just couldn't be in that headspace. I tried. And if you know me well, I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this so many times, I struggle a lot with insomnia. And, you know, there are points where I'm like, okay, fine, I can't sleep. Let me work on this one. I can't sleep. I can't even work on it. It's just, there's so much occupying my mind. At the same time, if I ask myself, what exactly is bothering you? You can't really pinpoint what exactly it is. There's no quiet in my mind. There's nothing. And it's just like, there's so much going on with you mentally. And, you know, like I said, I'm asking myself like, okay, fine, I'm not doing this, because to be honest, I feel like I'm just wasting me and every other person's time. Who is listening to this? Who wants to hear my opinions? Who wants to listen to what I have to say? There's a million and one podcasts all over the place, you know? And I start to doubt myself. Like, I feel like, honestly, I've just been a fraud with all this. I can do it. I can be a podcaster. Oh, I have what it takes. Oh, this is supposed to be something that's supposed to end up being grand or whatnot. You know, I literally dropped the ball. And as much as, oh, we try to be confident and strong as humans, as individuals, I feel like there are just some points in our lives where you find it extremely difficult to shut out these thoughts. You find it extremely difficult to actually get up and push yourself. You wake up in the morning and you're just like, Same old, same old. Just basically a robot. Sleep, wake up, work, come back home, work, eat, drink. It's like a cycle. You find it hard to break that cycle. You know, and even when you eventually do break that cycle, the moment you slip back into that routine, it's hard to come back out. And I feel like it's hard to sometimes shut out these kind of voices in your head. Sometimes you just feel like, yeah, you're a total fraud. You know, there's that thought like, oh, people are just, it's probably my family and my friends that are listening to me. I do not inspire anybody. I'm just deceiving myself at this point. I'm just a total fraud. I'm not as knowledgeable as I claim to be. Trust me, I have thought about every single one of these, and it doesn't even have to be, it's not even just on this podcast, it's in so many aspects of my life. Like work, for instance. Up until now, I feel like I am an imposter. I feel like sooner or later, they're going to find out that I'm just BSing my way through this thing, that I really don't know what I'm doing, that I'm just somebody who is just, you know, getting by luck. It's just luck. It's not really me. I really don't know much about what I'm doing. I'm just doing it like, okay, yeah, this, okay, fine. I'm just doing it. I'm just getting results. Oh, I got lucky. But I've been doing this line of work for over 3 years now, and I'm still at that point where I'm telling myself, I probably just got lucky. I don't really know much about this thing. I am still in this, at this point in my life, where I'm still like, I feel like I'm not enough. I've not done enough to earn this. I don't think I've earned it. I feel like I'm just floating, like just passing by. And you know what, something that is really funny, yeah, is that sometime this year I got some kind of recognition at work. Like I got on the cover of a magazine, like Mama, I need this. Yeah, I was on the cover of a magazine, I was featured. This thing under 30. I didn't get to Forbes though. I don't have that kind of money. Please, man. It's not Forbes magazine. Don't go and look for me on Forbes. Actually, I don't know. Don't go and look for me on Forbes. Yeah. It was not Forbes, but I was featured on some. It was something grand, basically. And honestly, when I even first saw it, it was my sister that saw it, and my sister sent this to me. WhatsApp group. I believe every set of siblings will have a WhatsApp group where you can discuss this and that. And then everyone is like congratulating me, and I'm like, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to do before. And I'm like, okay. Is this really happening? I don't know. Did I really end this, or I don't know. So I sent it to my boss. My boss is super happy for me. Like, wow, this is great. This is grand. And people start, like, obviously, word gets out. People start posting about it. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, thank you. But, like, I don't want the attention because I don't feel like I really deserve this. I don't know. Like, see, yeah, you know, I always say that when you do something grand, when you achieve something, you put in the work. Why can't you just be able to brag about it? I was just so conscious about myself. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't even post it. I didn't even post it. I was like, let me not post it. People start thinking I'm proud of and then whatnot. I mean, you know, that kind of thoughts. And then even if I even posted it on LinkedIn, it was like months later. I was just like, okay, fine. Let this whole thing die down. Every other person that was featured, they milked this thing, posted it, posted. Now still like, and see, as much as we try not to, like, oh, let's not always post our lives on social media, let's not brag. And my social media, to be fair, I just keep it clean most times. I used to be somebody who posts everything about my life on socials, but something happened like years ago that made me just realize that it's basically just something that. It's wherever you want people to see. You don't necessarily need to post everything going on in your life on social media. But we should not lie to ourselves that this is a digital age. If somebody wants to hire you, they will check your socials. They will see if you have said down or said. They will see what you've done and undone. It's just the way it is nowadays. You can't help it. Social media is the new CV. Maybe not necessarily where your work experience is,
but it kind of gives a prospective employer an insight about your personality. And employers want to know that you have a good personality, you know, you can communicate, you can do this or that, depending on the role that they're trying to hire you for. So all this kind of have to be put into consideration. And so when people kind of like show off their career achievements, it makes sense, especially on LinkedIn. There are still so many posts that, oh, saw a boy walking down the street, I gave him money, blah, 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 I feel good about myself, everybody praises them. All these kind of things happen. And it's not because, oh, they just want to brag. It's mostly because, obviously, they want to prospective employers, prospective investors, even employees, to see that, ah, this person is doing big things, is making gains in their career. They get me. So I was very scared to even post about it. And then when I eventually like posted it on LinkedIn, I didn't post it on my Instagram. Facebook, I don't even use that as much anymore. Twitter, I just use it to see what is trending most times. So I'm mostly active on Instagram. And, you know, after a while, obviously, it died down. I was just like, oh, thank God, nobody's talking about it anymore. Okay, let's move forward. I was just so scared to talk about it, to brag about it, to post about it. Everybody was bragging on my behalf. Even my ex-colleagues were bragging on my behalf. Now I was just doing, let me not talk too much about this. Let me not. I didn't even realize that this is something, you know, it had a name, like imposter syndrome. And then one day, I'm chatting with a friend of mine who owns a company. And this company is making waves, doing big things in Africa, not just Nigeria. You know, they got investors and they're expanding to different countries all over Africa. And I'm like, wow, this is great. I even saw the headline about, oh, this person got so million dollars in investment. And I'm like, oh, dude, this is huge. Like, how are you not even bragging about this? Like, this is a big deal. I'm like, I didn't really do much. It's not much, you know. I'm just trying my best. I'm like, nah, dude, you're not trying your best. Put in the work, brag about it. And then he turns back at me and be like, and he's like, when this so-and-so happened to you, were you proud of yourself? Did you brag about it? I'm like, ah, I see where you're going. It now started to make sense to me, like, ah, okay, I get this. Why? And then I started to ask myself, like, why do we as humans, as people, do this to ourselves? I mean, I understand that sometimes the voices in our head really can be shut off. And as much as we try to shut them up, they get the best of us or the better of us. I understand that. But I don't understand where these doubts just start creeping in from. Like, why do we as humans have to constantly doubt ourselves about our abilities, about things we can do? And even after I had this conversation with my friend, I was still not realizing what I had been doing to myself. And I think a few days ago, I sent a voice note to a friend of mine. We're just like reflecting on how the year has gone so far, how all our friends have gotten married this year, and we are just left behind, no single Pringle, all these kind of things and whatnot. And then I was even like, I feel so terrible. Like, I've not had any sort of career advancement this year. And I feel like I'm still in the same spot I was at the beginning of the year and stuff like that. And then I think like a few days after that, I kind of just come across a proposal from my work. And I see that they named the award I got, the feature, magazine feature, as part of like our company achievement and award this year. And then I realized, like, I don't think I know how big of a deal this thing was. There's a lot of companies in my industry that anybody, any amount of people could have gotten this feature for, because a lot of people applied. And this thing is like, obviously, it was when I got this feature that I realized that stuff like Forbes too, you kind of have to apply for these things to be featured. And so in this case, I wasn't the one who applied. It was my boss that applied, because it's a senior that can apply for a junior, like someone who's more junior. And so a lot of people applied for this, and I got selected and I got featured. It was a big deal. And I do this to myself so much. I remember when I turned 18. So things, yeah, my birthday is on the 18th of the month that it is in. And I turned 18 on the 18th. And I think at that time, I was trying to get admission into the university. And I didn't celebrate that. I was just like pissed off about myself, about my life. I tried so hard. I did JAMB. JAMB is the entrance examination that you do before you get into the university. And I was just like pissed off with everybody. I didn't even want to speak to anyone on my birthday. Everyone was even telling me, oh, you turned 18 on the 18th. It's such a big deal. Is this and that? And I'm like, just depressed and angry. I didn't celebrate. I was in the house in my room crying for the whole day. Tell me why the next day I get admission into the university. And I start to regret, like, why didn't I just celebrate my birthday? I would have been so happy, so grand. I turned 18 on the 18th. But yeah. That went, and I think I remember this because yesterday was a friend of mine's birthday, and she turned 28 on the 28th. Was it yesterday? Oh, no, a friend of mine turned 28 on the 28th of December last year, and I realized that, oh, she was so happy about that, and then it reminded me about my 18th birthday and how stupid I was because, I didn't get admission, I'm such a human who just gets angry about every single thing, and then I just let that point of celebration pass me by. And so when I saw this proposal, I just did a little celebration in my head. And I realized that, okay, yeah, I did achieve something good for myself, for my company. I did have a career advancement, even though I was so blinded by my own thoughts, by my own, you know, imposter syndrome, to realize that I did something good. I did something grand. And unfortunately, I just let my thoughts get the best and the better of me. And honestly, this is where I say we as humans should, you know, intentionally, we should be intentional about our thoughts, and we should intentionally, you know, be consistent about thinking positive things about ourselves, even if we are not where we want to be yet. This is why I said in the beginning that this year is our year. This year is the year that opens doors of opportunities. And I would also pray that this year is the year where we realize that we are enough. What we are doing is making an impact. You might think, oh, because I'm not a doctor, I'm not an engineer, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not saving lives. But trust me, what you are doing is making an impact. And, you know, if we are at that point where we keep questioning ourselves, keep thinking that, are we enough for this? Are we enough for that? You know, you meet somebody incredible and you fall in love, and you know, you want to build something with this person, don't question it. It's happening for a reason. Enjoy it. You know, if you are invited to the table, if you are featured on the cover of a magazine, celebrate it. Don't start asking why you got invited, or asking yourself why, you know, if you deserve to be on that table. They saw you, they saw your qualifications, they saw the things you can do. And that's why you got that invite. It was never a question of, oh, let's just invite this person just because. It wasn't just because. Trust me, people do their research. There's a lot of criteria. There's a lot of things that go into consideration before anything happens. You know, good things happen in your life. Why are you asking why these good things are happening? Why are you questioning it? I'm telling you, your blessings will not multiply. Your blessings will not come. Your blessings will not start bombarding you if you keep questioning any good thing that happens in your life. A good thing happens in your life, just celebrate it. Enjoy it. This is a new dispensation for us. This is a point and a time where we continue to be positive about our thoughts. You know, celebrate our wins and our blessings, even in this space. If you have anything to celebrate, celebrate it, no matter how little it is. If it's that you send out a press release and editor loves it, celebrate it. If it's that you finish writing your project, celebrate it. If it's that you got a wedding proposal, celebrate. In fact, if it's that you just enter a relationship, celebrate it, my dear. Everything good that makes you happy, that puts a smile on your face, is worth celebrating. And that's how I see it. You are not a fraud. Whatever it is you've done, whatever it is you are doing, you are enough. You put in the work. So let us constantly give ourselves that reminder. See, life is unpredictable, yes. Sometimes you work so hard and you end up not achieving what you want to. But what are the times that you've achieved what you want to? Where you are today, think about it and ask yourself, was this the place that you were 5 years ago? 5 years ago, your prayer point was different from your prayer point now. It's just we human beings, we are quite unsatiable. We don't know what we want, but we know what we want every single day. And then when we get what we want, we forget that this is what we prayed for last year. And then we still continue to pray for other things, but we don't realize that we are supposed to be celebrating the current blessings that we have. So yes, you are doing absolutely wonderful at your job. You are a great partner. That relationship that you think, so this guy saw me and he likes me, you deserve it. That magazine feature that you got, they had criteria and they selected you. You deserve it. That sponsorship, that scholarship, that whatever it is, that donation, anything that you get, you deserve it. Count your blessings, celebrate them, dance to them, whatever the case is. This is a positive space moving forward. And like I said, this is a new dispensation. Don't forget, always constantly remind yourself that you are enough. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of Banter or Not. I remain your favorite host, Emanuela. If you have any questions, any comments, any suggestions, you can send me an email on banterornot@gmail.com. That is BANTERORNOT @gmail.com. Or if you have any table you want me to shake, drop a DM on Banter or Not on Instagram. Thank you. And this is where I hang my boots and I say, bye.